Her rights that, based on the Gemara, that there's an issur to have tinus or hespit throughout all of Hanukkah. So there's an issur. Good morning, Usher. There's an issur hespit and an issur tinus throughout all the 8 days of Hanukkah. But there is no issur malacha. It's mutter do malacha. But the Mechaber writes that the minig is that women don't do malacha while the candles are lit. That's the minig.
While they're lit, they shouldn't do malacha.
Okay? And some are insistent that we should observe that. So that means that, you know, like sewing, like doing things of real effort. Things like cooking, you know, I don't think that's really an effort in a sense. And doing laundry in those days was a problem. Maybe putting stuff in the machine is okay. That's not real malach, real effort. When it says malach, it means things that are really, strenuous, and they have to put in a lot of effort. Now, why is that? Because the nace of Hanukkah happened through what? Yehudis, who was a woman. And therefore, the minig was that women have this. Some places have a minig that the men also don't do strenuous work as well, which is a bit of a chiddush. But Rabbi Yoshev says that our minig is that men are not machmer. Good morning, Sam.
Does wrapping presents count?
I don't think so. Okay. That's the first nakud I wanted to mention. Let's please get that, okay? So there's an Isser Hespid, an Isser Tainis, Mutter do Malacha, and Minig is that women don't do Malacha while it's lit, and we should really be strong about that. Some apply it even to men, but the Minig is not to do that, Rabbi Yoshev. Men are allowed to do the work. Okay. What did you say?
I got for women.
Because the nace was done through Yehudis, right? Yehudis gave the guy, you know, killed that melech. Okay, number two. The Maharam in Rutenberg is quoted here by the Shulchan Aruch that there is no chiyuv se'uda on Hanukkah, whereas on Purim there is. Why? The difference being is that on Hanukkah, there was a spiritual fight to destroy us religiously. And since there was a spiritual fight, good morning, Gabriel. Since there was a spiritual fight to fight us, therefore, Lamaisa, there's no Chiv Suda because it wasn't physical. On Purim, they try to physically annihilate us, therefore, there's a mitzvah to eat, which is a physical mitzvah.
They try to physically annihilate us in Hanukkah, too.
No, it's more Hellenism, it's more spiritual. They made Takana about Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Mila.
And if you didn't keep by them, they killed you. I guess.
Yeah, but the Iker was it was to Hellenism. So, in that sense, we have to draw a distinction, says the Maharam in Rutenberg, and that's why by Hanukkah there was no Chiyuv Suda, by Purim there was. However, the Rama writes that there is a what? The Rama writes that there is a way to make a Suda mitzvah on Purim on Hanukkah, and that is by singing Zmiras with Tishbachos. We are Marbe Behem Sudas Mitzvah. And therefore, you can spiritualize your Suda by singing a lot of Zmiras. And therefore, if you do that, you can transform your Suda on Hanukkah from being a Sudas Rishus to a Sudas Mitzvah.
Every night we have that? You can
do that. It's preferable, says the Ramah. V'nogin lomer zirish nishbachos besudo shemar ben behem az havei Sudas Mitzvah. It becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. But I want you to know the Ikar Meikar Adin, there is no Chiv Suda like there is on Purim, and why, whereas by Hanukkah there isn't. But you can spiritualize it and make it into it. And the Minigans also eat milchiks, because we know that Yehudas fed the enemy cheese and got him drunk and was able to kill him. But that's why there's a Minig also to eat milchiks, to eat cheese specifically, on Hanukkah. So let's keep that in mind. Halacha l'maaseh. Now, is there any heter for a hespit at all on Hanukkah? There is. The Mechaber writes that if a chacham dies, thank you, a real big Talmud chacham dies, you are allowed to do a hesped on Hanukkah. but you don't fast on the yahrzeit site. And Lamaisa, the bottom line is it's got to be a very, very big Talmud Chacham for you to allow it. Happens to be that the Mishabrura writes here in Hilchos Chanukah, he actually says for himself, but we follow this Mishabrura in Hilchos Chanukah, that if someone is an Avel, who's davening for the Omid throughout the year, on Chanukah he should not daven for the Omid. Why? Because Hallel is said. And therefore, since Hallel is said, shouldn't daven for the Omid for Shacharis. Minchin Meirv is permissible, like we do on Rosh Chodesh and Avel. Mishabrura says can daven for the Omid Minchin Meirv, but not on Shacharis because there is Hallel. Now, Mishabrura writes in a different place. He could daven Shacharis and then remove himself, walk away for Hallel, have another guy come up. But the minig is not like that. The minig is to follow Mishabrura here in Hilchos Chanukah. So I want you to know that halacha lamaisa. So there is this din that you're allowed to what? You're allowed to do hesped only for a chacham b'funav.
Why do you follow Mishabrura there, not another?
You know why? Because Gavriel Howell kind of like his mashpi on the whole tefillah of the morning. So it's inappropriate that the Avel leads the Amud. Because Howell is Simcha. Okay?
I thought you were saying the Avel wouldn't lead Howell. Someone else would go and lead Howell.
Right. But what I'm saying is that Howell affects the whole tefillah. So since Shacharis is before Howell, we basically say the whole davening is more of a uplifting Simcha experience and the Avel should not be the leader. That's usually the minig. Yes.
Also, isn't Al Anisim considered to be a halal? And you'd have to say that. I don't know
necessarily if it's considered to be halal.
It's hodah. It's a hodah, right?
Hodah. So hodah, we say modim, you know. So we put it in modim.
It's not like a special hodah that
yeah,
you could say.
Yeah. I don't think that would take away from like for example, it's a question when Oval Davins for the Oman on Purim. Megillah is Kriyasa Zuhalilasa. Yeah, usually we say he doesn't. Because why? Because what's the level of Avelis on Purim? Private. Torah Shabbatim is like Shabbos. So if he davens for the Omid, that's a public statement of mourning. So we don't allow him down for the Omid on Purim as well. Okay? The different sheet is by Purim. Halal. That's what we passed. What'd you say?
We don't say halal.
Right, but the Kriyasa Megillah was, according to one answer in the Gemara, was a halal. Right? And the level of Avelis is minimized. Okay. Now, the Bir Halacha has an important comment here. Okay. And I want to discuss it. We haven't mentioned it very briefly, not as a topic, so I don't know if we'll get into all the details now. But the Bir Halacha here makes a comment that gambling is usur. Okay? And I know it's become rampant in America, and it's become rampant amongst guys, which is bad. Makes you pusillanimous. And there are two reasons why a gambler is pusillanimous. One, he's not contributing to society. So even and someone who does that is a pusillanimous min rabbanan. And the other one is stealing. Because when you put money on the table, the psychology of the gamblers are going to win. And when you lose, you don't want to part with your money. And when you take my money, you're stealing from me. Because any transaction, lach needs das makta, das kona, and a maisa kinyan. You follow what I'm saying? What's the nafkamina between these two reasons? The Ramah goes with the first reason, the Mechaber goes with the second reason. No, let's say we have a 9-to-5 job during the week, you only do it on the weekends, gambling, on Sunday. See, if you hold what? Then you're contributing to society. You are contributing to society. You have a job. But if you hold it stealing, I don't care how often you steal. You steal, it makes it pusillanimous. So some achleis mechaber omar. I want you to get this. Halach
lemaisa. Like a lottery ticket.
Lottery ticket. Lottery ticket. Ravadi thought it was a problem. Ravadi thought it was a problem. But I want to tell you a chiddush that I said over in the smicha guys, and Rav Schechter liked it very much. And it basically goes like this. One sec, Nate. You had a kasha?
No,
yeah,
no,
go ahead.
Another nafkamina I learned was that if you have a set aside like a percentage of your money that you use for gambling and you know, it's the das that you're going to lose it anyway, they might be allowed to use it.
I don't know.
That's what they taught us in French.
It's very questionable. I don't think that's true because the psychology of the gambler is he doesn't want to lose a penny.
But if you think that you're just going to lose all the money, I don't know.
It's a very questionable. Question.
You're paying for fun, then you're
questionable. Yeah. Now, listen to this, guys. whatever we're at,
tracks used to go to.
Whatever it is, let's not mention specifically, but you guys might have a spawn high school guys. I don't want you to get involved in it. It's bad. It was a smicha guy. It was a guy in smicha when I was in smicha got involved in gambling. And to this day, I don't know what happened to him. He dropped out of smicha. He was with the bookies every night. It was horrible.
What about a yeshiva like benefiting?
Destroys families, marriages. It's a horrible thing.
I had a friend who was really addicted to lottery tickets.
Yeah, it's bad.
Are you allowed to collect, let's say like a institution like a yeshiva or something like that, can they collect off of someone else's gambling? Like
you shouldn't,
a big gambler,
you shouldn't,
like donate money?
You shouldn't raise money at all. You know how they have these like casino nights? You shouldn't raise money through the means of gambling, like casino nights and things of that sort are improper. Let's say someone owes you money through gambling. Can you take them through a Din Torah? Of course not. You can't take them through a Din Torah because you shouldn't have been gambling.
Can you give tzedakah with gambling?
No, you shouldn't give. It's mitzvah bal baveru. It's a mitzvah bal baveru. Now, I'll give you another nafkamina. Let's say a guy always lost, never won in his life. So he never stole. But if you hold it out of contributing to society, it's a problem. But I want to get that second nafkamina down. Okay, so those are two nafkaminas. What's that, Kusher? So I want to point out to you the following chiddush, what I was going to tell you, is that the Gachamim were so worried about this, even Bisman and Gemara Mishnayis, They made a gzeira. You're not allowed to do certain things because lest you come to gamble. You know what the case was? The Mishnah in the Shabbos says, I'm not allowed to invite two families over for Shabbos and say to them, whichever guy gets to my house, let's say Shabbos lunch, I invite two families to our house. I'm not allowed to say to whoever gets to my house first will get a double portion of chulin. That's called a gzeira mishum kubya. That's gaming. And that will lead you to get involved with games. It's us or even b'chol. You follow what I'm saying? And even if you have a job, the gzeir was still made never to engage in it. And even if you don't play with money, yes? Even if you don't play with money, the Gemara has it. And I'll show it to you in Shabbos, Kuf Nun Vav.
It's not like gambling. That's just like...
But it's gzeir mishum kubya. They were so worried about it. And that was quoted, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, where? In Or HaChaim, in Hilchos Shabbos. It's quoted in Or HaChaim, Hilchos Shabbos, in Shimon Shinchav Beis. It's quoted in Hilchos Shabbos. The Ramah doesn't say a word. The Ramah says it's Usher. Ramah doesn't argue on him, so even if you have another job. Now, that might not make you Pasul Eidus. Maybe yes, maybe not. You're over a Gzeirah, but the bottom line is it's still Usher. So a guy to say, I hold like the Ramah, I have a job, I can do it on the weekends, it's still Usher because this Gzeirah was made. And even if you don't play with what? And even if you don't play with money. The thrill of victory, Lamais, is Xeris, is the Shulta Geburim. Now, how do you play any games, like one-on-one or chess? So the Shulta Geburim says, a game that's totally b'chachma is mutter. But a game of chance is going to be a problem.
Is sports chance?
Yeah, we used to normally assume it's like that.
So you can't play sports?
No, I just say that's more skill. It's totally in skill, it's okay.
A lot of chance in it.
Yeah, but we assume majority of it. How is it labeled? It's labeled as skill, it's mutter. It's labeled as chance, it's awesome.
What about like card games that are like games of chance?
It's a problem. It's a problem, Gavriel. Might be a problem.
There are card games.
That's why he says, I'm going to read you the Lashon.
My grandfather doesn't play card games.
Good for him.
He won't play with cards.
Good for him.
Kofar.
What daf is this?
I card games. What,
good for him. What is it, daf?
It's a random thing.
There it is, guys.
Not fair about it.
Yes. Well,
about the case of the gambler that only was boxed.
I can't hear you.
You said that the case of the gambler that only was boxed. So it wasn't really such a case of the name.
Yes.
But I think it still is. Like, if he's always losing, he's still thinking that he's going to win. The gambler should probably.
Right, but I'm saying the money wasn't taken. But what you are pointing out good is, Sam, what you are pointing out is you're over this sort of lift the
ever.
Yes, making someone else win. Who else said? That would be an answer too.
That's,
of lift
the
ever.
You can't be lift the ever for stealing from you.
No,
like
you're playing.
With full of cash.
No, you're playing with him, so therefore you would have no one to play with. You wouldn't be able to take the money.
Yeah.
Now, what daf is this? Let's get it down. Kuf Mem Testament base. It says, Mishum Kubya. Toysa says, the Gemara says, my time, listen to this, guys. It says, Af Bechol Lacherim Asr, my time, Mishum Kubya. Kuf Mem Testament base. And Mesecha Shabbos. Let's get it down. Toysa says, if you have a job, the whole Jerry falls away. That's not what the Chiddush Yaran says. Chiddush Yaran says in Sanhedrin, that was my Chiddush. that even if you hold a job, the gzera still exists, and the Ramah must hold like this Chiddush Iran, because the Ramah doesn't argue on the Mechaber. Where is it in the Shulchan Aruch? I'll give you the exact quote. It's in Orach Chaim Shinchav Beis. We write Sivov. Shinchav Beis Sivov. So it's a very, very serious problem. And there, Lomaisa, I'll add on three, a third nafkamina. There is a Rishon that says, Pum Fakir, that you only have Das when you're going to win. The psychology game is when it's skill. You're so overconfident, you're always going to win. It's a game of chance, you don't really have that. So he uses this far, Pum Fakir, within Gezel. But we normally assume, like the first shot, the only reason why sports and those board games are mutter is because it's a game of skill. It's a game of chance, it's a very big problem.
So I can bet on a game of skill?
No. No, you can't. You cannot do that. No, I said the Gzeira was only made on a game of what? The Gzeira was only made on a game of what? Game of chance, not a game of skill. But engaging in it, to actually do it, it's no matter what, it's going to be awesome.
Gambling is always awesome.
If you play one-on-one and bet a guy on the money, that's a terrible thing. Yeah, I'll tell you a story once. When I was a little boy, we had a lot of non-Jews in the neighborhood. And I had I played with them, so I was a big sports fan. I also played a lot of sports, so we were in the Midwest growing up. We can't stand the Cowboys, right? So they were playing the Colts. So I bet a guy $5 that the Colts would beat the Cowboys, and of course they lost. And the kid comes knocking on my door and wants the $5. So I gave him the money. My father, all of a sudden, said, "What was that all about?" And he sat me down. He gave me such a Musar Haskal. I'll never forget it. But I never dared to do it again. I'm not kidding you. Because he himself saw guys in their lives. And I'm telling you, I'm not joking about this. I've seen guys get divorced, destroy their families. I have a friend of mine that has been married 3 times. And the reason because he went to yeshiva with me is because of gambling. I remember another friend of mine told me that this guy called up once. He called him up once, and he said to him, he needs money. So my other friend said, "Well, where are you?" He said, "He's at the casino." He said, "I'm sorry, I can't give it to you." So I know. I'm glad you shouldn't think it's a joke. I'm being very serious about it, and you have to be very wary about it. It's a lot like addictions. Like it is an addiction. It's a lot like alcoholism. And that you got to watch. I I'm against drinking. You know, guys know that. But I've seen guys, they develop young guys, and before they know it, they can get seriously sick by destroying their liver. I'm not kidding you. Especially if they're drinking heavy liquor. So as our Rebbe, Martin Soloveitchik, said, all addictions are usur. Right? The only addiction that's mutter is the Talmud Torah. Right? To be engaged in Talmud Torah. Right? To be a shikr and Torah. You want to be a shikr, you can be a shikr and Torah. And I mean it in a positive way, you know what I'm saying? A healthy way, you're learning good. But let me read you the one line of the Bir Halacha, and then I'll take Nei Nakiva. You ready? This is in the Bir Halacha. We still have so much to do, but Lamaisa. Avanaseinu Harabim. What does Avanaseinu Harabim mean? It's the Bir Halacha Nogin. What does that mean, Avanaseinu Harabim? With the sins of the Rabim. Yesh Anashim Shetachas Miros V'Tishpachos. Instead of singing Shiros V'Tishbachos on Hanukkah, Sheroi Lahao Hashem Yisbarach Al Anisim Shasalanu, Hey Marbim B'Schok HaKratin. What's Karton? Cards. That's what cards. Masachei Klofen with shells. V'Harbi Yishu HaSfarim HaKadoshim Azeh. And many of the holy Sfarim yelled about this. V'Hashomer Nafsho Yirchak Mizeh. Someone who wants to guard his soul distance. And if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan on this Simen, guys, take a look when you get a chance. Simen Tuf Resh Ayin. I'm sorry, Tuf Resh Ayin. The Aruch HaShulchan also speaks at great length about the horrors, and I don't mean it as exaggeration, the horrors of what? Of gambling. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? That's very important, L'maisa. Now, what about playing dreidel? So that was a minig that people always did, you know? That was a minig. I don't know if you have to pay with pennies or stuff. I don't think you should play with money, but
isn't that also a game of chance?
The question is maybe why is that okay? Probably it's not okay. That's what I'm saying, I don't think you should do it with money.
No, but I thought the game of chance And even when I feel like with Elvis said, even with that, he's like,
yeah. Okay.
What about,
could
like,
be, but maybe this is the Tzarek Nitzitz. It's about a how. It's under the rubric of the candles. I don't think you have to ask a trader, but playing with money, I don't think you should do it.
I think it started because they did it in the past.
I know, but I'm saying it's associated with more of like, you know, Nes Gadol Hayasham, to think about praising Hashem. So if you put it on that purview, it's more of a mitzvah. Okay. First Nate, then Akiva. Yeah.
We're playing poker without money, like just chips and stuff for fun. Yeah. Does that make you possibly this?
Would that make you pusillanimous? Maybe. Might make you pusillanimous min rabbanan, because you're over Xera. Question is, anytime anyone breaks Xera, like he doesn't do mooks and things like that, does it make him pusillanimous? Could be if he does it a lot, it does. Maybe.
If you're over a drabbanan.
If you're over a drabbanan or Xera, it might make you pusillanimous.
Like you're playing with
your family. Rabbanan, yeah. I don't think you should. I don't think you should, yeah. Yes, Akiva, go ahead. What'd you say? Yeah, I don't think you should do. I tell the guys in the shul, they should not do fantasy football. Especially, for sure, with money. Yes, go ahead.
When we say puzzle eight, is that like also for like a wedding?
Yes, yes. Shouldn't be an eight on the tsuba. When I was 19 years old, I had a friend of mine got married very young. Yeah, I got married in St. Louis. And Rav Kalevsky. He got married in St. Louis. So my the Masada Kedusha was the Rosh Yeshiva of Neri Yisrael, Rav Kalevsky. So that was a great gong. And he asked us whether we gamble. And I said no. And the guy that next to me said he does once in a while. He said, I can't let you be an aide unless you're makabel upon yourself to do tshuva. And he said he would stop. And he said he could be an aide. So it's a very serious problem. That's why when you get married, you know, God willing, you guys get married, you got to have aidim in there. That are rabbanim, make sure the rabbanim don't gamble, but or guys that don't, because it will make you pusillanimous.
Let's say you don't.
Yes. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a serious question, Gabriel. Because if the chassan said, "I'm appointing everyone to the exclusion of everyone in the room," it's a serious problem. Maybe. See, a lot of times he doesn't say. You could say there are other eidim there that saw it. And maybe you could rely on that. But if he said specifically, "You want to appoint those two eidim with the exclusion of everyone in the room." That's a serious problem if one of those eidim are gamblers.
What's the worst case scenario? Should have a football with
10 people. Yeah, the best case scenario is that your Masada Kedusha, whoever you choose, is supposed to. When I sit with the chazan and kala, I say you got to make sure the eidim are rabbanim or eidim that are kosher. For the chuppah, for kedushin, suba, yichud, and tanoim, you can have a guy that's not. If you don't have tanoim, it's not a problem. The rav said we don't. Remember, we said the rav said you don't do tanoim. I don't know if I discussed with you. One time we have to go through a wedding, you know, go through the steps of a wedding, so you should understand.
The yichud weren't actually eidim.
Yes, they are. Sure, they are. Yes, yes.
I thought that's what we said. If you have like a friend that you want
tanoim, if you put them for the tanoim, we got to discuss that when we do the marriage. Okay. One last. Nakuda that I wanted to mention on this, okay? What was the Nakuda I wanted to... Oh, yeah. This is the Nakuda I wanted to mention. There's a lot more we have to try to do. But I want to go back to today. There's a tremendous Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer that I want you to know. Chassam Sofer has a stunning Chiddush where Hal on Chanukah is D'Oraisa, which is a stunning Chiddush because the holiday of Chanukah is only D'Rabbana. So the Hal on this Chanukah is D'Oraisa, yes. Because he has a shita, how al anes, no matter whether you're commemorating or reliving it, is always midiraisa. And then Itziv argues on that and says, no way. If the holiday is the Rabbanan and you're commemorating it, then how can only be the Rabbanan. That's a phenomenal chiddush in the Chassam Sofer. I want you guys to know that. So when you say a halal on Hanukkah, it's always obviously important. But you should know that you might be fulfilling the mitzvah diraisa according to the Chassam Sofer. You are. Because anytime you say hal on an ace that happened to the Jewish people, he claims that's a mitzvah midiraisa. It's a kavah chomer. Yom Ha'atzmaut, you don't say a full hal. Here we're talking about a full hal, halacha l'maaseh. Okay? Now, just to close, I hope you guys knew that Tein Talmud Matzah started last night, right? So, what happens if you forget, but you're in the middle between Barei Chalein and Shema Tefillah?
say it in Shmuel.
So you add it in Shema Kolena before Kiyat HaShomea. What happens if you forgot and you're past that already and you haven't taken your three steps back? Go back to Baruch Aleinu. What happens if you took your three steps back and you forgot? You know, if you forgot, you got to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Yes. You have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Okay? Now, what is the purpose of Tein Talam Atar? What is the purpose of Tein Talam Atar? Rain where? No. Tein Talam Atar is rain where you live. Mashiv Aruch is for Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says in the beginning of kindness. No, Mashiv Aruch is praise to us. It's not about Kasher. It's for Eretz Yisrael. Tein Talam Atar is for wherever you live. Okay? Alach Lamaisa. You guys got that? Okay. Well, we'll continue.